Our Lord, you are worthy to be praised. We give you all the to be praised. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone, and I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone, and I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone, and I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. To worship you I live. To worship you I live. I live to worship you. To worship you I live. To worship you I live. I live to worship you. To worship you I live. To worship you I live. I live to worship you. Oh.
I'm going
and pray and get started. Heavenly Father, we come before you on this wonderful Wednesday, and we live to worship you, Lord. It's such an honor and a privilege, Lord, to be able to say we love you. Thank you for this call. Thank you for these beautiful women of God, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We so love them, and we thank them for being sensitive to you, Lord God, listening to you. And now, because of their obedience to you, we have this call, the Master's Call. Glory to God. Thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. Many of us have come together because of artist life. Lord, thank you for the speaker, our Dr. Pecola, who's going to bring the word forward. Father, we honor you. We extol your greatness. I thank you for our sweet psalmist, Lord. She just sings and praises you with all of her heart. And Father, our host, my Willa Willa, Lord God, and our team, We thank you for all that you have given us, all that you do for us, and all that we could ever, ever ask for. It all comes from you, our Master. So to God be all the glory for all the great things you have done in the mighty, mighty, matchless name of Jesus. Amen. And I am going to say, host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
I can. God bless you. I love you. Take it away.
I love you more, Minister Robin. Thank you so much. Well, good morning. Good morning, my TMC family. This is Minister Willa, and on behalf of Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, I welcome you. Thank you so much, Minister Robin, for so beautifully seating us and greeting us this morning with your tag, Wonderful Wednesday, and also for your powerful, godly, inspired prayer. And Minister Psalmist Kaylin, what can I say? Oh, yes, we love you, Lord, and, Lord, you are worthy to be praised, and thank you for ushering us in so beautifully with your anointed voice. Well, family, we stand on the scripture verse in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website, and that is themasterscall.net. Again, themasterscall.net, where all the messages have been archived on our site, as well as the full bio of all of our speakers. We have a theme, and the theme is, in 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. And we see that in operation every single day. Now, family, every time we get in, we're here every Monday through Friday. We've never missed a day. But whenever we're here, we always offer you the invitation to be a part of this blessed ministry. As a psalmist, as you heard Psalmist Kaylin do, as a greeter, as Minister Robin so beautifully did, as a host, which is what I'm doing now, or perhaps God has given you a word to share, and you just know that you need to get it out to somewhere, some people. Well, this is the place. You may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Well, please submit all that information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And please know that we are praying for you. And should you be interested in becoming a part of our team, if God has led you that way, then you can send that information and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will be in contact with you. And on Fridays, we stay over just a little bit longer to take your prayer requests and your praise reports live during the second half of our call. However, please know that when you submit your prayer request, we are praying for you, even if it's sent online. Now, our phenomenal company, Artist Life, which was once Artist International and now Artist Life, was founded over 30 years ago by the D.H. de Leon company, family. And to find out more about the company and the opportunity, get with the person who told you about this call. And I'm sure they will be happy to share that information with you. Immediately following this call is the morning motivational call, and that's led by a team of great leaders who will give you great information about the benefits of artists' products and about the opportunity. And to get to that call, you can call 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-697-POUND. And today is Awareness Wednesday, and it will be hosted by Diamond Presidents Reggie and Victoria Flanagan. We also have a bypass number, should you not be able to access the call without having to pay. So that number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. Well, so much for the announcements, because I want to go ahead and introduce to you our speaker for this morning. And she is absolutely no stranger to the Master's Call, because she's one of our co-founders. And I am talking about none other than Dr. Pecola Roberts, who is a native of Monticello, Mississippi. She's a graduate of Alcorn State University, which is an HBCU. Yay for the HBCUs. She was the first ambassador at Artis. She is a pastor in the United States Army. She is a mom. She is a Gigi, and she is a great Gigi. And so I would love to introduce her to you and present to others none other than our Dr. Pecola Roberts. Dr. Pecola, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Willa.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. Absolutely love and appreciate you. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Thomas Kalen, we give you all the glory, Lord. Oh, the songs that you sang this morning just absolutely stirred my heart. Thank you so much. Love you. And Minister Robin, up there in that, up here on this New Jersey coast, thank you. I love and appreciate you as well. And thank you for reminding us of the importance of silence. Silence, just being quiet before the Lord. Just a moment, you know. And I thank God for you, to the TMC staff of ministers. We, Dr. Vanessa and I, could not do this work without your assistance. So I honor our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa, this morning, and bless the Lord for her and all that she does. And I often say that she, along with Jesus, is the glue that truly keeps this ball rolling and keep this ministry going. Good morning, TMC family. For those of you who accepted the invitation to come this morning from somebody, we are so happy that you are here. I am so, so thankful for the opportunity to come to you again, especially on today. And why on today? Because this month, September, is a month of celebration, believe it or not. It truly, truly is. And today is the first day, and I thank God that he appointed and assigned me to kick this month off for the TMC family. This is the first day of the final quarter of the year here, 2021. It is in the Hebrew and Jewish calendar, the year of 57, 82, 83, 80, with 7 September celebrating Rosh Hashanah. And the 16th, Yom Kippur, 21st, the 28th, the 29th, all are days of celebration. And what this said to me was, oh, my God, a month filled with festivals and celebrations, which is very significant because all of these celebrations have not fallen in September, nor will occur in the month of September for many, many moons to come. So this month, this particular month right here, this time, this season, is a time when we should recognize that we are to do new things, acknowledge greater things, and absolutely push in. This month is the month when my three sons, Jun was born, Daryl was born, and of course I gave birth to Elisha David Roberts on the 23rd of September. This month of September, God wanted me to stop and think about it as I was getting ready to prepare this message. It's the month that I have decided No, I did not decide. I was kind of walked into it as well. On next Monday, or this time next week, I will be in Dubai celebrating with them one of the celebrations for this great beginning of the new year. Now, I'm going to ask you this question. Are you acknowledging and doing the new and greater things in your life? Are you just kind of stuck in, I've always done it this way, or the world has me sitting here, or I just can't move around because of, or things are so tough, I just don't know what's going on, or what are you thinking about as you are entering this month of September? Come on, God, and work with us this morning. The last time I came to you, which was just 2 days ago, I went to the scripture in John, and I'm going to work on it a little bit more today. John 14:12-14. It says, truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do. Are you whoever? And greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask, I'm asking you this morning, what are you asking for? What have you been asking for? Whatever you ask in my name, whose name are you asking in it? Asking for it in, if you are asking. This will I do. Why? That the Father may be glorified in the Son. Hallelujah. If you ask, I'm asking again, are you asking me anything in my name, in my name, in my name, in the name of Jesus Christ, I will do. What a powerful and inspiring word all by itself. What a powerful, powerful word that God is bringing to us on this morning as we are stepping into September, a month of celebration, a month, a time for us to lift our eyes to the hills from whence cometh our help. For our help cometh from the Lord. We need to recognize who we are and the power that we have within us because of whose we belong to. I don't know about you, but this morning I am so thankful down to my sanctified toes that God called me to stop and look at where we are and what he has for us. I'm going to ask that you go back and listen to Monday's message and catch up, because I have not the time to go through all of this, but this morning I have some goodies that I want to add to this, because I want to deal a little bit with the greater, because I know when we look at that scripture, we have to ask ourselves, I know I'd ask myself, God, you saying I'm going to do something greater than Jesus? Are you serious? Jesus raised the dead. He walked in there and told his friend Lazarus, get up, Lazarus, get up and come on up out of here. Lazarus stood up and started hopping on up out of that grave. Good God of mercy. Are you saying that I'm going to do something greater than Jesus? He just spoke the word and folk were healed. And here around me, God, folks are dropping like flies, dying. Are you saying, what are you saying to me? Well, well, well. I'm going to hit on that just a little bit this morning. When he unwrapped that thing for me, man, y'all, I felt like some wind got up under my wings, and I was ready to fly just a little bit farther. So the 3 points that I'm working on from this particular sermon and from this scripture is all of us, number one, all of us, quote unquote, I'm just a normal Christian, all of us who truly believe, say that word believe in Jesus will carry on with the work of Jesus. If you believe in him, you got to carry on the work. And number two, in some wonderful way, maybe not all of the way, but in some wonderful way, we will all do something greater than the work of Jesus. You, what you talking about? I'm going to tell you. And number three, as a means to that end, we will have access in prayer to Jesus right today, so that everything we need, we can ask for and receive to accomplish the mission that he has set before us. Isn't that good just to start off with? Oh, my God, works, works, works. That thing right there. In my verbal testimony, if you can't, if Jesus is saying to us, you've got to understand that my works happen to be my testimony of the works that join your words and lead you to faith. Let me say that again. We can give our testimony, right? We can talk about, well, God did this in me. God did this for me. God did this through me. Our testimony leaves no doubt about what God is doing in you as you are doing the work of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And that will help build the faith of others as they are looking at the works that will point them to Jesus. That is the work. That is one of the greatest works that we have, is to allow our testimonies to speak for us. Mm-hmm. Well, when I look at this second part of this, doing greater works, that's the thing that calls most of us. Greater works than these will he do, because I'm going to the Father. That called me a knee-jerker. Again, I'm talking to every believer, not just in and of, not just those elders and pastors and evangelists. I'm talking to every believer. That means you, Tom, Dick, Harry, and Noonan Nucky, who have accepted, whoever believes in me, greater works. Whoever, come on and open your mouth and say it. You all scared to say it just like you're scared to say, I am a billionaire. Come on and open your mouth. I am one of the whoever's that believe in you. I am expecting for greater works to be done through me, through me because of you. This is the mark of being a Christian. Yes, it is. Do you hear me? It is the mark of being a Christian, not just a great leader in the Lord. It is a mark of being a Christian. If you think greater works mean more miraculous works, you know, like I spoke of walking on the water and feeding the 5,000 and all of that, then you need to look at it a little closer. Let everyone that's listening to me this morning understand that you can do some greater works in the Lord. Let us all understand that the Lord has something great just for you to do. And you say, what is greater than what Jesus has done? Well, here's one great thing that happened after Jesus left. Jesus is saying that his disciples will not only continue his works here in John 14:12, but will do greater ones because he is going to his Father. He's sitting on the right hand side of the Father right now, interceding on your behalf and mine. And he wants you to know, because he is there because of all that he's done back here. What he's going to do to help you to do the work is, what is he going to do, you all? He says, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to help you to do the work that I've called you to do. Glory be to God. Before Jesus died and went back to heaven, glory be to God, the Holy Spirit was not in operation. Somebody better say, you better work that thing this morning, Dr. PK. Well, the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit imparting unto us the forgiveness of sins in the name of Jesus will give us what we need to do a greater work, to do a greater work. The connection between John 14:12 And John 20, 21 through 23 is a pointer that Jesus means that greater works we are going to do. My suggestion is this means that he's doing new things in history. He is, well, you see, wait, listen, you all. Jesus himself had already, he had already been crucified. He had already risen. He was already reigning, already in, well, all these things he had already done. But the one thing that hadn't been done was the sending of the Holy Spirit. In addition to that, there is further an explanation of the angels that have been, the legions of angels that we have accessible to us to assist us in doing the greater work. And so, therefore, we must recognize that and anticipate the promise of the coming Redeemer. We must anticipate all that he has done so that we can do the greater work. We don't get into that greater work thing there because we are afraid of becoming big head. I'm not saying or implying that you should become big head and arrogant. However, I want you to know that Jesus, the great purchase of forgiveness, the great purchase of him saying it is finished, the great purchase, hey, glory be to God, is so that we can do the greater. And so I am wanting you to unleash the greater on the inside of you. Oh, bless the name of Jesus, so that you can begin to anticipate God doing the greater through you, hallelujah, with you, just as he did with Jesus, so that we can complete the work. The question that I asked, did you do it all? Have you done what you have been called to do? Have you really done your greater work? The greater work will come because of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in you. And what is that greater work? Is to go out and lead people to Jesus Christ. How? Through the works that he's going to do through you, the testimonies that you will have as a result. Just not being here in this place, right here in this Virginia town, right here. I saw greater works that God did through me right here. I saw him. I saw him walk me through the process of doing something. Oh, my God, whenever I can formulate it in words in such a way that I would not violate confidentiality, I'm going to tell you about just a greater that has me just kind of floating along. My toenails ain't got it because they up off the ground, just floating around. When you get into that greater workspace, see souls saved, lives changed for real, it's something that will absolutely let you know, oh, my God, I'm in a place with the Lord that will absolutely give me the power and authority to keep asking, because my asking is building the kingdom of God. My asking is helping people understand that they can live a healthy lifestyle, eating right, exercising right, doing those things that God has shown us to do in his word. Our asking will not be for selfish motives. Our asking will be for the building of the kingdom, the building of his people, so that they can live lives that are prosperous and lives that are full of forgiveness and lives that are full of love. Come on, Minister Willer, and take us away and close us out.
Greater works, greater works, greater works. Dr. Pakola, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, yes, ma'am.
Well, praise God, and thank you for your powerful message, and I will call you back for our benediction after we go over our prayer requests and announcements. O Lord our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. We worship you, we glorify you, we bless your name today, God, and always. Lord, we ask you please forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Lord, and help us to be like you in everything we do and everything we say. God, we thank you for this amazing message that your daughter, Dr. Cola, brought to us this morning. God, we ask that you continue to bless her and her household, that you continue to order her footsteps, God. Be that lamp unto her feet and a light unto her path. Father, we thank you for blessing her with wisdom, O God. And Father, we thank you for keeping her as she travels on to Dubai and wherever you direct her to go. Father, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa. Oh, Lord, we thank you that you have kept her down through the years, Lord. She's been an anchor, Lord. God, and I just ask, God, that you continue to uplift her, uphold her, strengthen her, Lord. And, Father, I pray that whatever Dr. Pacola and whatever Dr. Vanessa's hands touch, God, that it prospers in your way because they are truly a blessing to others. God, we have so many on our prayer list, Lord, so many who have been challenged, Lord, in their bodies, and I call them blessed to be well. So many, Lord, whose families have transitioned, oh, God, but we know that you know them all. And if I don't get to all of them, Lord, because of the sake of time, you know. Right now, God, we lift up Elijah Hill, Lord, and Kalon, Lord, and I pray, God, that you have your angels, your Psalm 91 angels encamped around about them as they play basketball, God, and as they do whatever you have called them to do. Father, I pray that you protect all of our children, Lord. We're hearing of more and more little children, young people with COVID, God. Father, we come against that in the name of Jesus. COVID-19, the Delta variant, and then the one that they're talking about, the Lambda, are names that have to bow to your name, God. So, Father, we thank you that you have given us the authority to put them under our feet. Father, we lift up Dr. Stan Harris, Nadia and his family, Trey, Minister Wanda and her family, Minister Robin, God, and Mr. and her father, Mr. Harrington, God, and her sister, Rhonda, God. God, we just know what you need to do there. Lord, we lift up Angie and the Hippolito families, Lord, and Keisha and the Stowers family. And Ruth Smith, thank you for healing her of COVID-19, God. Even though she had the vaccination, she still got it, but she came through. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for my niece, Pam, and the surgery that she will go through soon. We lift up Carol and her grandson Noah and Carl Lawson, God. Father, we lift up Pastor Everett's sister Jerry, God. Father, we know that you know all the rest of the people who are blessed to be well, God. Father, we thank you that you are a God who gives comfort. You are the great comforter, Lord. So would you soothe the hearts of the families of God who have lost a loved one, the Cox family, the Kai Brown family, the Flanagan family, Pastor Candy's family, my family, Lord, all the other families, Lord, who have experienced this. We know, God, that you said to be absent from the body, that's to be present with the Lord when we walk in you and when we have accepted you as our Lord and personal Savior. God, now we just pray for the situation over in Afghanistan. God, there are still some Americans who are left there. God, get them home safely. We pray for President Biden, Lord, as he makes decisions. Bless him with wisdom, God. We pray for Louisiana and Haiti, God, and California, God, where all of these disasters are going on, God. And there's just so much more, but you know all about it, Lord. We lift it up. We give you praise, and we call it done. In Jesus' marvelous name, we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Well, my TMC family, you're going to want to go back and hear this message. And to do so, you can hear the playback at 712-432-1085. And the pin code is 957-677-POUND. Remember, immediately following this call is the morning motivational call. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the pin code is 294-617-POUND. Again, Psalmist Taylor, thank you so much for beautifully bringing us in and ushering us in worship this morning. God bless your day. Thank you, Minister Robin, sweet Robin, for greeting us and seating us, and he's given us even a quiet little time to just bask in the presence of the Lord. God bless your day. And Dr. Tocola, thank you for the powerful message that you have given us. God bless your day. And as I always say, from my heart to yours, my TMC family, you have just got to know that I truly love me some you. Dr. P.K. Pacola, will you please come and give us the benediction?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Thank you so much. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, sweet Holy Spirit,
Spirit come and rest with us as we understand that we can do greater works, God. Oh, we thank you for it now in Jesus' name. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day, my friends. God bless. Bye-bye.